Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I wonder if this game is going to be considered a revenge game for the Jets, and not because the Patriots kicked their ass for, you know, 15 straight games before that Belichick final game, which I had to go back and look at. That's the last game I was at. That's the last game I attended live, was that Jets-Patriots, Belichick's last game. Yeah. Zach Wilson against Bailey Zappi in the snow.
17-3 final.
No, I had a bet that no one would score a touchdown in the whole game, and no one did until the very, very end, and I lost the bet, and I was mad. And everybody around me had to hear about it. But yeah, that was, I mean, there's not been a lot of those. But for revenge on Mike Vrabel, because if you'll remember, Mike Vrabel took an interview with the Jets 2 days before that Patriots-Bills game. And then after that game, they fired Gerard Mayo and they started the process to go hire him. And he was clearly leveraging the Jets to try and force the Patriots' hand, which they did, in which it all worked out. Maybe not for Gerard Mayo, but it worked out for everybody else and certainly worked out for us. And I wonder if the Jets feel a type of way about that.
How much of that do you really buy?
What?
Like,
he took the interview, didn't he?
Right, but was he realistically going to take the Jets job in any sense? Like, think about it. They didn't have a quarterback. Mm-hmm. Their roster was okay, not great.
Well, he didn't know that they were going to move on from Mayo. I mean, that Mayo was tied at the hip to Robert Kraft.
Sure.
That was a shock when he fired him because everyone thought, oh, well, he's not going to do that. He already stuck his reputation on Gerard Mayo. Like, he's not just going to fire him after 1 year. Everyone was surprised by that. I mean, we all agreed it should have happened, but we were surprised when it actually did. So Vrabel making a Plan B doesn't seem like the craziest thing in the world.
I just think, even let's say the Patriots keep Gerard Mayo. I mean, the Jaguars' job would have been more attractive for Mike Vrabel. They have a real quarterback. There's better. They had a higher draft pick. And of course, if we believe now that Vrabel is in charge of the front office, really, then, I mean, Jacksonville had a high pick. Like, he could have been in charge.
True.
Of that. Like, there's other jobs
could
out there.
Travis Hunter.
Exactly. Like, there's the Chicago Bears job would have been more attractive than the Jets job.
But would they have wanted him? Because he was a free agent and no one hired him. After he got fired by Tennessee, a whole coaching cycle went through, and no one hired him either, or Bill Belichick.
And I think it's a fair point, but I think he would have been attracted. If the Patriots job had not opened, I don't think Mike Vrabel would have ended up coach of the Jets. I think it would have been the Bears or the Jaguars. And maybe the Bears had their heart set on Ben Johnson, division rival guy. But like I said, I use the Jaguars as an example. Like the Cowboys, like Jerry Jones would have hired Mike Vrabel over Brian Schottenheimer.
You think?
I think so.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's the sexy
I thought
name.
That he was going to hire that's... Bill over another year at McCarthy, and he stuck with McCarthy.
Well,
so
that
I,
was
you know,
a huge
I mean,
mistake,
I think I honestly, yeah. if that timeline had happened, I think that the Bill Belichick conversation would be so different.
Oh, the Cowboys would be good with him.
They'd be good.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be as weird that he has a 24-year-old girlfriend because he'd be there with Jerry.
She'd be the cheerleading coach.
Right?
The Cowboys
like, yeah,
cheerleaders.
That would be like the second weirdest old guy yeah. in the organization. Yeah. You know what I mean? So it wouldn't have been that weird. Yeah. But yeah, I wonder. Cause, like,
I'm trying
the Jets,
to think of what other jobs opened last offseason, but... point being, like, I don't see, like, did the Jets want him? Maybe. Sure, yeah, they wanted him. I just think if you're Mike Vrabel, okay, you're 50 years old, you've already been fired once as a head coach, you had a good run but got fired, do you want your second and maybe last chance to be somewhere where Justin Fields is going to be?
Right.
An organization that can't get out, they haven't been able to get out of their own way since Rex Ryan was
there.
That's true. Like, the last time they had a good year was 20-10. Like, it's a long time ago.
God, yeah.
Like, is that really where Mike Vrabel would have been better off staying in Cleveland, seeing if Kevin Stefanski gets hired and being the interim guy? That, like, really? Like, I just don't know if that was really realistic from Mike Vrabel.
I don't think he wanted to spend another season as like, not as a head coach.
But
and
if,
I don't know
yeah.
how many opportunities there were. I don't know how high his stock was. It did end pretty ugly in Tennessee. And he did sort of turn his back on that team and go to New England and say, I love it here, and this is a great organization. I'm sure other owners talked, and they were like, eh, you know? Like, there was a reason why he didn't get hired that first cycle. I think it had a lot to do with that.
Like, even the Saints, I'd probably take Spencer Rattler over Justin Fields. I know Rattler got benched.
I definitely would.
But, like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. there's just – I just don't see – like, okay, he took the interview, whatever. I just don't know – and maybe they can be pissed that he never really wanted the job. I just don't see that as being – realistic.
Yeah, maybe, but it did seem to spur the Patriots into action.
But
right?
that might be true too.
Yeah.
Maybe Robert Kraft is like, oh crap, I gotta fire Mayo after this game and get Vrabel in here.
Yeah. We have, who do we have talking about this, Joe? Sorry, I know you just told me.
This is Connor Hughes from SNY.
Connor Hughes, SNY, on that interview.
The Jets interviewed Mike Vrabel, man, and I cannot express how much they loved him and they wanted him. Like he was their 1-1. They wanted Mike Vrabel more than anything else, so much so that I heard that when he was on his way to take the Patriots job, they made a last-second call to say, is there anything we can do to give you this job? Full control, more money, what do you want? What can we do to change your mind? And truthfully, I know this from talking to people close to Vrabel. He did not use the Jets as this toy. He wasn't just playing with them just to have some fun and then shipping them off and completely ignoring them. He was as interested in the Jets as the Jets were interested in him. And if the Patriots job had not opened, I genuinely believe that Mike Vrabel was going to take the Jets job.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you believe? I mean, you know, I think, too, to say that he wasn't toying with the Jets, I think is pretty ridiculous. You're telling me he didn't go to that Hall of Fame thing and to have a wink, nod agreement with Robert Kraft right then, that very day, that thing that Strunk got all upset about? You're telling me there wasn't some groundwork laid there already? Like, they had no idea. Come on.
And also, why did the Tennessee thing implode more than anything else? Arthur Smith left. Ryan Tannehill regressed, then got hurt. He didn't have a quarterback. Like, he's got to look at the Jets
and
say...
clashed with the GM, right?
But even beyond that, like... I mean, if he clashed with Elliott Wolf here, but Drake May's here, he might stick around just for Drake May. You know, and he'd probably stuff Elliott Wolf into a locker anyway.
Sure.
But, like, he saw how things ended in Tennessee. Yeah, they took A.J. Brown away from him. Arthur Smith left. Ryan Tannehill regressed. Like, he probably looked at a situation and said, you know what? I got a young ascending quarterback who's good. I'll have Josh McDaniels here who's legit. I'll be fine, and I can figure everything else out.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.